When seesaws and tall slides and other perils were disappearing, Henry Stern, New York City's Parks Commissioner, drew a line in the sandbox. He issued an edict concerning the 10-foot-high jungle gym near his childhood home. "I grew up on those monkey bars, and I never forgot how good it felt to get to the top of them," Mr. Stern said. "As long as I'm Parks Commissioner, those monkey bars are going to stay." Tall jungle gyms and steep slides disappeared from most American playgrounds across the country in recent decades because of parental concerns, federal guidelines, and, the most frequently cited factor, fear of lawsuits. But more researchers are questioning the value of safety-first playgrounds. Even if children do suffer a few physical injuries, critics say that these playgrounds may stunt emotional development, leaving children with anxieties and fears that are ultimately worse than a broken bone. "Children need to encounter risks and overcome fears on the playground," said Ellen Sandseter, a professor of psychology who observed children on playgrounds in Norway, England, and Australia. "Sometimes, of course, their mastery fails, and falls are the common form of playground injury. But these rarely cause permanent damage, either physically or emotionally. While some psychologists and many parents have worried that a child who suffered a bad fall would develop a fear of heights, studies have shown the opposite pattern. A child who's hurt in a fall before the age of 9 is less likely to have a fear of heights when a teenager." "It's fun," said a 10-year-old girl who had just conquered the high monkey bars. "I was scared at first, but if you think about the danger, you're never going to get ahead in life.